What is it about abandoned cemeteries that's so creepy? As an archaeologist, I see lots of old graveyards. There's a cemetery near me where the headstones are missing, and the graves are leafy depressions in a forest of spindly pine trees. The graveyard is marked by a big wooden cross, strapped to a tree with barbed wire. Over the decades, the tree has grown around the wire, twisting the wood of the cross, slowly swallowing it into the trunk of the tree. Another graveyard I worked on was about to be turned into an open-pit mine. I was struck when, moving one of the bodies, we realized that the man who dug his grave chipped the last foot out of solid bedrock to give him a full 6 feet. A few graves away, rabbits were busy kicking the teeth of an old miner out of their burrow. I think the most unsettling thing about abandoned cemeteries is that nature wastes no time moving in with tooth, root, and rain. Nature has no reverence for the dead. Mother Earth works hard to eat untended cemeteries. I once recorded a cemetery that had a grave of two little girls buried a century ago. Already their names, Patty and Moral Jane, have eroded away and can only be read in the right light. Another grave in the cemetery has a marble slab sarcophagus dated to the 1950s, and we found it under 4 inches of oak duff. It won't be long before all surface evidence of this graveyard is gone. In the end, abandoned cemeteries are about failure. The failure of our descendants to remember where we are, or to care enough about us to keep nature at bay. The only success most of us will get comes while we're still alive. The poet Shelley was right. It's inevitable. Even the tombs of the emperors get lost to time and decay, with the lone and level sands, boundless and bare, stretching far away. Or, around here, it might be the periwinkle vine and redwood needles that smooth the earth over. With a perspective, this is Michael Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.